Some viewers may find the following video disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised. Some viewers may find the following video disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised.
Yeah! Perfect Plex Radio! We about to go live on him. Mike Knox. That's with three X's because he's hardcore. Are y'all ready? We about to give y'all something special. You ready? Let's go! At the money, now you're all what you getting in. Perfect Plex Radio, got him listening. Mike Knox, from Cena to The Rock, or whatever wrestler is hot. News and interviews, it's a one-stop shop. Matter of fact, let me give you more choices. You can call in and be the voice with the voiceless. So what you waiting on? Let's get it cracking. Let's talk wrestling, that's enough rapping. Perfect Plex Radio. Simply, we about to give y'all something special. You ready? Let's go!
And people, welcome back to Unpopular Reviews Talk Perfect Plex Radio, Perfect Plex Talk Radio. It's been many names, but one thing has remained the same, and that is me, your host, Mike Knox. And indeed, I spell my name with three X's because, like, my three topics today, I am hardcore. Let me go ahead and put the marquee picture up today. This week in pro wrestling, we're going to talk about, you already know it, AEW, WWE, SmackDown, all that shit. We're going to talk about that. But today, I asked a couple of questions, right? Because we're in a downsize right now between wrestling and what's happening in wrestling is what actually keeps you coming back to pro wrestling? What keeps you coming back to pro wrestling? And also, most importantly, and I've always said this, what does pro wrestling mean to you? Because I think when we can dive in deep, let's get on the couch today, right? Let's get some water. Shout out to DC Collectibles, my man DC Belt Extraordinaire himself for the cup. Thank you out there. Perplex Start Radio, Unpopular Review. You can find us on all the social media networks. You're right. You can watch us right now live on YouTube. Listen to us on iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We're a podcaster. So y'all know what that is. That means it's free, right? So no need to not go and support your boy. It's a free click. We're not asking you for a dinner. We're not asking you to go buy nothing. Just to support, like, and share if you like. Comment below and also let us know. Because I want some questions to be answered today. I think it should be talked about. I don't think people actually know what pro wrestling is. And I think once we can dive into what pro wrestling is to you, and then also let me set you straight about what exactly is pro wrestling, then we can have a discussion. Then we can sit back and talk. And then I can start to just feel it a little bit, right? So I want to discuss this today because a lot of things going on. A lot of people talking this, a lot of people talking that, but what does pro wrestling actually really mean? Okay, we'll talk about that. And also, importantly, once we find out what it means to you, what keeps you coming back? Got a couple responses from Twitter earlier as I posed this question. Shout out to the Jack Pack and some of his network as well. I'm going to bring them, answer some of those questions as well. But again, comment below. Let me know, and I'll get to your comments very soon, very quick. Have you seen Black Adam? If you haven't, please. Or if you have, right? Because I don't want to spoil nothing for you. No spoilers here, okay? But if you've seen Black Adam, check out the Unpopular Review reaction to the review show. And I tell you right here, right now, people, it's full of spoilers. So don't come in here if you ain't seen the movie and be like, why you spoil the movie? Well, I just told you we're going to spoil the movie. So, if you've seen it, want to discuss it, got your thoughts about it, likes up, likes down about the movie. It's just The Rock playing a superhero, if you ask me. In the words of Bad Guy Jack, you know, it's like the origin story of The Rock. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a good film nonetheless. But we're going to talk pro wrestling today. We're going to talk the week that was pro wrestling today because we had King Coley. Did you get paid for AEW taking your name at Title Tuesday? Because they should break you off a little check for that. But last Tuesday, AEW gave us Title Tuesday. Which we want to talk about that because Renee Duquette, you know, is now on AEW. We knew she was going to be there once Mox re-signed for 5 years. But why, Mox? Why you signed for five more years? I don't know. But good show last week. For the first time ever, and I mean this ever, I actually like Dalton Castle. His entrance, the match, and I know it's been there for a few years, and I know people have done. I've always thought Dalton Castle was very corny, right? And I always say this as well about, you know, for what it's worth, Tony Storm, so to speak, belongs in AEW. The way I think, you know, Cesaro kind of fits here, although I think Cesaro is a bigger star, you know, Cassio in WWE. And I think, for me, it took me to see Dalton Castle out of Ring of Honor on this stage. Since AEW is a stage, let's not forget that. Let's not act like AEW is not a stage. It may not be the biggest stage. It may not be Madison Square Garden, okay? I can't even say it's the Barclay, you know? So, but it's there. It's a stage, nonetheless. And seeing Dalton Castle on that stage, I was very impressed with that. I liked it. I like what him and Jericho did there. And just responding to a couple of tweets and things right now, guys. And again, comment below. Let me know. Because this is important to me today to talk about these two subjects. What keeps bringing you back to professional wrestling? Because people cry and complain. They bitch and they moan. They scream and they cheer. Some even cry. Because it's real to me, damn it! What brings you back to pro wrestling? And what is pro wrestling to you? I want to hear, though, in 1 second. Make sure again you follow all the websites, all that good stuff, you know, like I just already said, all that stuff. Just come on, show some love. We should have loved that. But let's get into the show today, people. And that is the week that is pro wrestling. What's going on, everybody? Hey there, Hassan, Jason. What is pro wrestling? It's not, what pro wrestling is not fake. Looks it up in the dictionary. It does not say a word about fake. Okay. Shout out to the Phillies. Shout out to Philadelphia Phillies. Good evening, my good brother. So, and whoever's on StreamYard, thank you. So, the weekend wasn't pro wrestling. Raw was okay. I mean, want to go back to Raw? We can go back to Raw. I'm more interested in what Raw is tonight. You know what I'm saying? With Bianca and Bayley going at it again. Answers that. I thought Raw was just okay last week, but I also was occupied in watching it. I thought NXT Halloween Havoc, didn't see it live, got to see the replay, was very good. I did think, just seeing a casket match to me in this setting, I thought was pretty cool. Shout out to Grayson Waller. And that ladder match for the North American title. I mean, what else can be said about that match? But SmackDown, I know my man, shout out to my man Phil, the Fire and Ice podcast. He said, I don't ever have to see Braun Strowman and Omos. I'm tired. I'm over the big guys. And I've said to him, you know, my son, Christian, he loves Kane and Big Show. So there's still wherever that market is, it's the same thing as those who like little people. You know who you are. Somebody out there found Bushwick Bill and attractive. Okay? Lord Varys. On, you know, Bad Santa. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Y'all find them attractive. So don't get on people who like giants. Okay? You like tall people. Some of you like fat people, little people, small people, skinny people. Don't matter. My people. Mike Awesome likes them all, right? He said that, right? I love Mike Awesome, yo. Mike Awesome was the guy. Okay? So, but SmackDown to me, I mean, what seeing... Oh, it disgusts me seeing Logan Paul do that to my main event, Jey Uso. But it's the storyline. It's going with the turmoil. It's the one-shot thing. It ain't selling me. I don't know who it's selling. It ain't selling me. Okay? I guess that was happening on Raw. I did forget about that for a second. Raw was pretty dope with Mustafa and them going after Seth Rollins. I thought that was pretty dope. At the end of that, I'm here for that. Okay, but overall, I need to go ahead and see Charlotte Flair back. And where is my Boston Glow? Till I get Boston Glow, I'm not happy. And I'm tired of getting flashbacks of what Bray Wyatt did. What is Bray Wyatt going to do now? That's what I care about. That's what I want to see. What's going on, Charmaine? What's going on, my man? Rock? This man, Belt Emperor himself, Mo underscore Eaton on the Twitter. Yo, yo, yo. Another belt, another pitcher with another wrestler. I mean, damn. I mean, we all know Logan not going to win the title. Well, of course Logan not going to win the title. This is for those people. This is for them. They paid for it. They paid to go over there and have this happen so they're getting it. When are they going to have Sammy and Jay go at it? I don't know. Soon. I would predict that. Well, not a prediction, but I would assume that. You know what I mean? Spoiler, right? I saw Hall of Fame having NXT last Saturday night on Peacock. Your thoughts of it, Hassan? I thought it was pretty entertaining. And to be completely honest, I am not a fan of NXT 2.0. My daughter asks me all the time, how come we don't go any longer? I don't like the direction in which Vince, you know, was taking it in. You know what I'm saying? So I was not here for that. That's part of the reason why, you know, he's out of it.
Yeah! Fire!
What? I thought he destroyed NXT. So I have to see it come back and I have to see this new vision. I thought the matches were good. NXT's like AEW, Ring of Honor, New Japan, you know, insert your favorite promotion outside of WWE that's just wrestling. It's supposed to be that way. You know what I mean? They're trying to do stories, but sometimes to me, I think the stories that Vince was trying to bring back with NXT was too much like the 80s stories. And that's what I thought they were going, and he was going to go back into that. And although I'm a fan of the 80s, I'm on record for still saying, to me, the greatest era in professional wrestling is the Ruthless Aggression era. Not the Attitude era, not the Golden era of professional wrestling, not the social media era, but that era where you had Stone Cold, Rock, and all the greats from the Attitude Era mixed in with the new generation with Cena, Batista, that Dudley Boys, Edge and Hardy, Kurt Angle. That is unbreakable, unmatched to me of an era. And I don't think we will ever have a boom like that ever in professional wrestling. I'm trying to say that now. You know, you listen to the guys, you know, shout out to Dave LaGreca, friend of the program, and Busted Open, those guys. You know, this is a boom period in wrestling. I guess for wrestlers, individual wrestlers who get an opportunity to get more work, it can be. But to me, Clear Eyes, Full Hearts can't lose, and can't lose by saying, if the product isn't good, I don't care how many people got a job. And that's not me being rude. This is another problem with fans today, right? You want things to be like those who saw House of Dragons season finale and did not like House of Dragons season finale, you have no depth to me, right? Because you want everything to be in your face, explosions, cut off somebody's head, put your cock in your mouth kind of thing. Nah, I don't need that. What I got from that finale was pretty good in the overall story of what they were trying to build. And I'm here for season two for that, for House of Dragons. Charles Purvis in there, just to point it out. But there's depth to certain things. So I can't get with NXT 2.0, whatever it's going to be, until they show me where they want to go, because I'm not a fan of the crop either. If you want to keep it a bean, keep it 100, kids say. No cap. That's what the kids say, which is completely stupid to me. But they say no capping. All right? I don't need to see. I'm not there for Grayson Waller. I mean, he's cool and all. You know what I mean? Braun Breaker, who retains. And, you know, they put Apollo Chu back down there. Shinsuke Nakamura's back down there. I see what they're trying to do. But until I see it full out, it's just going to be what it is to me. And that's the program that I chose to watch. And, again, Mello Hayes is finally growing on. And everybody likes Mello Hayes. I wasn't a fan at first. I have to see the total package from especially a black superstar to be a superstar, so that when those who are not supporting him, you know, for whatever reason, I can see where it came from. You know what I mean? So now I see Hayes. I want to see his growth, and I'm starting to see that. So I'm liking that right there. SmackDown's keeping my attention because, listen, Lost Phantasm alone. Okay, I'm here for Ronda Rousey going back being a heel again. Thank you. Whoever wrote that for her, thank you. I've done this for the fans. I'm not here for the fans no more. Y'all booed me because y'all did turn their backs on them, including me, Ronda. But I ain't turn my back on you. I just said, hey, this Ronda that I'm getting right now ain't hitting. Who's your agent? We pointed that out a few weeks ago, right? Everybody got to talk about they get on people for they didn't do this right, or the company gave them this shit gimmick. Perfect example to taking a shit gimmick and making it great is one of your favorites. Is why I have him on the marquee for the picture this week, and that is one Mr. Cody Rhodes. Anything they gave that man, I think that man used it and worked at it and bust his ass to do it. Every single step, from dashing to the mask being on, Like, I play NBA 2K, right? Because I'm a clown, right? If you play NBA 2K and you spent money on VC, you're an idiot. Because guess what, guys? I'm an idiot too, okay? So as I'm playing this idiot game, they have this mask now. I got the mask because the first thing I thought about was Cody Rhodes. You know what I mean? He didn't give me the all-black mask like LeBron wore or, you know, some good dope-looking mask. Give me a clear joint. I'm thinking about wrestling. So thank you, 2K, for putting that in the game. Appreciate you very much. Okay? But Jackson taking a shit gimmick and making it work. And I need them to start doing that. And Rhonda, whatever they gave her, I thought was shit. She's turning that corner again and becoming the Rhonda that I'm waiting for and what I can't wait to see. Okay, and this thing with the bloodline, even him putting Austin Theory, let me get that out of the way real fast, and NXT to give the illusion he'd go for that title. Okay, I'm getting it. I'm liking it, actually. You have all these companies. You have all these entities within one company, shall I say, right? It's like, for instance, Spectrum, they have your mobile and your house phone, whatever it is you have, right? And it's two different billers. Same company, right? So that's how I look at WWE, right? It's one big conglomerate, which is the WWE, but it's Raw, it's SmackDown, it's NXT, it's whatever the hell they want to make. You know what I mean? It's Crown Jewel. Nobody, like you say, Logan Paul's not winning at Crown Jewel, but that's a sell for those people, right? Somebody out here is going to buy them shirts. I know you. Charmaine probably going to buy that shirt. Charmaine, you know you like that shirt. And yes, thank you, Charmaine, for that. I'm going to start off with that as well. Rest in peace to Kevin Nash's son, Dashing Cody Walker. AEW Dark is coming up at 7 tonight. All right, whoever that was for. All right, I would never, you know, boom. But those guys want to support those guys. Watch my language. What did I say? Mandy Rose sucks. Who said that? That's a, it's Logan Paul beat Roma. I'm watching AEW. That's not going to happen. You don't have to worry about that. So what am I missing something? Oh, yeah, AEW. I was talking about what I said. I did get with Dalton Castle. But listen, the biggest news still out of AEW, despite what they're trying to do, and let's just go through what they went through as well, right? Because everybody knows I'm a huge Dolph Triangle guy. Those are my guys, Rey Fénix and Penta. You know what I mean? Took on Orange Cassidy and the Best Friends, which I like Orange Cassidy. Please drop these Best Friends. They're just bad. Okay. Tony Storm took on her match. Again, we get the whole backstage crew now on AEW. Right? You got Saraya overrated ass. You got Renee's overrated ass. You got Moxley's super dope ass. And speaking of asses, what's going on, Captain Jack and the Jack Packer? He's the ass of UPR, by the way. All right. That's it. People say Captain America got America's ass, then Jack has UPR's ass. All right. There it is. Jay Lethal challenges Darby Allin to a rematch. I mean, Tony Schiavone interview Ryan Regal in the ring. MJF interrupts him. And listen, this whole thing with MJF, I just want to see it unfold. But they, again, the biggest problem in AEW still faces them is now we're hearing that CM Punk. They're looking to buy this contract. And now the big thing, I don't know if you heard the conference that happened, they asked Triple H, which, you know, bring back CM Punk.
Look, I think at any point in time, if somebody in this business, funny thing, like people say, would you take the call? I don't know that I can't think of anybody in the business that if they called me, I wouldn't take their phone call, whether in the business or whatever, right? I would answer the phone. I think we would have a conversation about it. But again, you know, CM Punk worked with us on the Fox show, a year ago? And there was opportunities there. There were people around each other at all times. You know, I, I'll never say never, but the desire needs to be there on all sides to make things happen.
It's pro wrestling. Never say never anyway. And people say, I saw this one meme, which is funny, right? Like, I never thought memes were funny. Some of them really are funny to me, though. And it showed, like, the doors. And every door... It was a wrestling promotion. It was like it said WWE or UFC, AEW, then it had Impact. And then every door had bloodshed because he's just murdering these companies and he leaves them behind. Did you hear the pop that CM Punk got when he was, not again, it was Chicago, but when he came back? It's arguably one of the biggest pops in the history of professional wrestling. And we knew he was coming back. To think for one second that if the opportunity presented itself in the right way, they wouldn't do this and mess with CM Punk? Yes, they will. You know why? Because he has an allegiance, right? Come on, let's get the Noxer started. Forget the Jack Packers. Love them, though, right? But see how easy to get something started? That's what I'm trying to say. That's my point, right? If you have a following, people are going to follow you. And CM Punk is a cult following, right? I don't care if you remember CM Punk for winning the title and blowing it by and leaving and putting it in the freezer. I don't care if you remember CM Punk for the pyro on Jeff Hardy. I don't care if you remember CM Punk for Right to Censor. I don't care if you remember CM Punk for being the guy who held the Tommy gun for John Cena entrance at WrestleMania. I think it was 23, or was that 23? Whichever one was in Detroit with the guns in Detroit. Okay? But whatever it is, CM Punk has a following. Whether it's the song, Open My Eyes! What do you see? A cult of personality. That's all you want to hear. That's all you want to hear. Nothing else. So let's not think WWE wouldn't bring CM Punk back. Why wouldn't they? What would prevent them? Why would they want to prevent that? What would be the purpose? Hey, yeah, CM Punk, Mr. Phil Brooks. You still got your wife with you too, AJ? How about in Chicago, right? Because y'all think AEW owns Chicago. In Chicago, Saturday night main event. Edge versus CM Punk. With Beth Phoenix and AJ Lee in the corner. Sorry, I don't think it can go in the ring anymore, but I want a ticket. I want to be in that crowd. I want to yell. Because it's fun. That's wrestling. Everything sells. CM Punk sells. Y'all can say that he don't, but he does. CM Punk. Phil Brooks puts butts in seats. Point blank. Y'all can spit all that mumbo jumbo bullshit all you want to about the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega putting butts in seats. The three of them combined don't put as many butts in the seats as CM Punk. I'm not saying CM Punk is right. I'm not saying I think it's high. And what happened, I think, with the Bucks and them did, I think he went into business for himself and he was an ass for it. There it is. Okay? Don't come at me like, oh, okay. So that's another problem y'all be getting. Like, y'all get all holier than thou and ask yourselves, well, Vince McMahon was cheating on his wife, so I hate him. And I'm not ever watching WWE again because he's an adulterer. Well, that just means to me, your ass can't get laid, right? You're getting mad that that man was getting his pepper, you know, sorted, and y'all want to get mad and stop watching his product that you love just because he was getting ass on the side? Come on, man. Grow up, right? This ain't R. Kelly who molested little children. That's something we can not listen to his music for. But if you're too loose to his music, I'm going to judge you, but that's still your life, okay? But Kanye West going crazy right now. I just want to play none of his new stuff, but I'm still banging the hell out of college dropout because that Kanye, I thought, had his right mind going on. But we knew something was wrong with Kanye when he took that, when he went and messed with TT like that, Tay-Tay like that. Going a little Tay-Tay. Tay-Tay ain't did nothing to you. We should have stopped them then, y'all. They're like, we should have stopped R. Kelly back when he was messing with Aaliyah. It's our fault. It's always our fault. We idolize people too damn much. And that's what I'm trying to say here. I don't give a damn what they do. I'm here to watch a product. Ezra Miller and the Flash? Damn it. You messed it up, Flash. Damn you, Ezra Miller. Shit. That one I may can't watch. But if they put it on Peacock or something, they throw it on the cock, I'm watching it. Tell you that right now. So that's my week in pro wrestling. Get a little bit more of your comments real fast and take a break and come back with the week in pro wrestling. All right. He's not here today, but I'm here. All right, I'm gonna do it. So we'll be right back, y'all, with the weekend pro wrestling.
Seriously, let me go over here and talk to the BWO real fast. Yeah. Yeah. This is Basic Thugonomics.
Graphic comes up. Still nothing. Just wisps on the screen. I was like, man, this is some good music. I wonder who this is. I'm assuming it's a lady because this is a women's match. And then Saraya comes out.
Saraya.
Formerly known as Paige in WWE. Looking healthy. And I am so excited. I'm so excited. I love Paige so much. And yeah, I was shocked. I was shocked. Like I had heard nothing about this. You know, there was some murmurs about her possibly going. You know,
long as she's healthy, man. Like, long as she's healthy and she can do it, I'm pretty sure she wanted to get back in the ring for the longest time, wanted to get back in there for WWE, but they wouldn't clear her. And I don't fault them for not, because, you know, hey, you could, sometimes people could be their worst enemy. You want to get in there, but you're
just incredible. Mr. Immortal is the player of the year. Like, and mind you, the funny
Let's
thing
not
about
call him is a player. Like, he's the scumbag of the year.
No, he literally is the player of the year because, like, listen, how do you, and mind you, here's the thing that I don't respect. What I don't respect is just that you're immortal and you have to tell all of these lies. Like, and
he's literally creating kids and abandoning them, creating marriages and leaving them and pretending to die to go be some. He's literally the scumbag. Let's not call him a player.
How do you jump out the window because you can't? You can't deal with confrontation.
Just like a man.
How do you jump out the window because you can't deal with confrontation? Yeah, come on now. Because you can't talk to a woman.
That's how y'all be.
No. Because you experience that don't mean that that's everything. No, but my
ladies know what I'm talking about.
My whole thing is this.
What's next?
Let's move on to
the Super Diva.
Yes. I love it. Quincy Elliott versus a jobber. His name is Sean Gallagher, from what I saw. And I just thought it was so funny. If you see the camera pan off to Sean, he's literally like, what the hell, when Quincy's making his entrance.
You told me that.
It was so funny. You know, I like Quincy because, and he even, I said, what did I say? I
want to put this up real quick. I wanted to block the individual. Because I know that they felt comfortable, but you mentioned this earlier, how it was like a tribute to Viscera.
Yes,
and
he confirmed it. I was like, I knew it. It was giving very much Gold Dust Viscera. I forgot who said that. Someone on Twitter said that. And I was
It was Jeffrey.
True.
It was Jeffrey,
you said it. Gold Dust Viscera. I'm like, oh, that's literally it. I love it. Give him a girl like on the side. Perfect.
And we are back and we are here and we're going to talk about, because he's not here today. All right. He'll be back next week. Is King Von Jr. 720 on Twitter, always holding me down, as I know he always will. I know he'll come back here, watch the show and bring it to a later. But listen, this week in pro wrestling.
Yo, it's crime time.
EST.
Soul Man, Rocky Johnson. It's the Honky Tonk Man. NWO. Can you smell what The Rock is cooking? UPR and Around the Blocks give to you This Week in Wrestling History with King Von.
But it's Mike Knox. And in This Week in Wrestling History, guys, on yesterday, 22 years ago, we lost the great Yokozuna, who passed away at 34 years old. He accomplished so much at the time, and I always hold it in my heart because I remember being able to be one of my most proudest moments of what I do. I got the privilege of being in places and hanging out with people everybody wished they can hang out with and be with, and I'm very humble for that, and was able to be around a celebration for 10 years gone, never forgotten a Yokozuna moment, contribute out there to the Wanawani family. I appreciate that. Also, on This Week in Wrestling History, happy birthday to the one, Mella is Money, as I will always say and always have said. Y'all all wish you could be as good as Carmella. She may can't wrestle like you want her to wrestle, but she is a superstar. 33 years ago this month, also AEW Challenge Series began. I don't know if you guys remember that, taking it back to old school, Sergeant Slaughter, Duel the Butcher, Larry Zbyszko. You name it, the list goes on and on and on for that era in pro wrestling. Also, 40 years ago today, 1982, the Freebirds, Michael Hayes made his debut in World Classic Class Championship Wrestling. Okay, that's some history for that ass. 29 years ago today, 1993, Halloween Havoc, the main event, Big Van Vader beat Cactus Jack in a Texas Death Match. I remember that. Also, WCW Intercontinental Champion Rick Rude defeated Ric Flair by the DQ when Flair attempted to use a foreign object. I missed that in professional wrestling. The word foreign objects. I remember that. Today would have been the 88th birthday of one Sapphire. May she rest in peace as well. What else happened? And then my last one, 1999, WCW presented the 11th annual version of Halloween Havoc. This is the first pay-per-view under the Vince Russo era. Okay? So there it is. King Vaughn's not here, but I took it over for the week. We'll be right back, yo.
Yo, 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 yo. It's crime time. EST. Soul Man, Rocky Johnson. It's the Honky Tonk Man. NWO. Can you smell what the Rock is cooking? UPR and Around the Blocks give to you This Week in Wrestling History with King Vaughn.
But it was me. It was me all along. But we are back, and I asked the question. What brings you back to wrestling? Like, seriously. Right? So I had a couple responses off of Twitter. Shout out to the Jack Pack. Jack himself, the leader, says, pro wrestling, because pro wrestling, I'm always in a promo mode, and I won't shut up. And I'm grateful for it. Captain Shay says everything brings her back. See, true fans, marks of the business, right? Because shout out to Wrestling Marks of Excellence, all right? I know people think that the word mark is a disrespectful word in professional wrestling, and it can be. But I love these brothers for how they took that word and made it their own, because we are all marks in professional wrestling. But I say to you, comment below, let me know, and my man Jeremy Johns would say. And then the question after that is, what do you think pro wrestling is? Right? Because what brings me back every single week? Now, I didn't leave for a while. Everybody know, if you don't know, I go over it again when I always knew that Brock Lesnar was going to be on the first debut episode of SmackDown. I always knew that he would beat Kofi Kingston if they would have allowed Kofi Kingston that long to hold the title, because I didn't think they would. And I said, only please just let him hold it from there to then, and I'll be okay with Brock Lesnar taking over. First time wrestling ever really broke my heart. And because it let me down in this whole culture building thing, and then they just had him lose so fast to Kofi. Not that he lost to Kofi. To me, this was a bigger misjustice than what happened with Bianca Belair. And everybody made a big farce about that, was how Kofi lost to Brock. That broke me. But what kept me coming back, what brought me back, and I was gone for like, I would say 6 months. I mean, I was not watching wrestling. I couldn't enjoy it. Friends at the time would say, you know, like, oh, they would try to entice me with like TNA on the screen. I didn't care. I was gone. But the same thing that brings me back to watching the Power Universe. Shout out to 50 Cent for that, by the way. Great season finale on Raising Kanan. Loved it. What brings me back to The Walking Dead? What brings me back to anything that I watch on an episodic basis? It's the stories. The action is great, but the action moves. It's like fashion. It's like music. It's ever-changing, right? So talent come and talent go. You're going to see great talent in the ring. Like, you know, we get Gunther today, right? We get Brock Lesnar, the Bret Harts, the Eddie Guerreros of the worlds, right? The Randy Ortons, the Barry Windhams. You look at hard-hitting matches, whatever kind of matches it is you like, right? Whether that's ladder matches, you know. I'm a tag team guy, right? But what brings me back every single week is the stories. I want to see what's going to happen next. People get mad when you use this word in professional wrestling as well, right? They get mad when you say it's a soap opera. That's exactly what it is. It's a comic book. It's a male comic, live action comic book stories. There it is for those who are my age or know anything about the stories. You remember your mama call it the stories? It's the stories. Because without the stories, what else do you have? I tell you what you have. You get Impact. Nope, because even they have to have stories. Oh my God, I forgot. But their wrestling there is so good. New Japan Pro Wrestling, you guys act like you love that action. And you fake the funk on a nasty dunk, but you and I both know your ass ain't sitting there watching that shit for no 5 hours. In Japanese commentary. You can't fall until you try to read about them and read the storyline. That's very commendable for you. I don't even give you a Dumbledore. You don't even deserve this. That's a Dumbledore, right? You don't even deserve that. You get a regular clap. You know what I'm saying? Lil Wayne, please bring that back for me, please. Can I hear it a little louder? Just a little bit. Yeah, because I'm about to go in. I'm going in because whether it's the debating online, some people literally don't even watch Raw or SmackDown and will comment on it and talk to you as if they watched it step for step, frame for frame, second for second, and minute by minute it was on. How can you discuss to me what you didn't watch? You can't read someone else's opinion or step-by-step blowing of it. Wrestling's not reading a script to go perform into play. Well, I read that Triple H came out and he spoke to the crowd. He told the crowd that he was going to do this. No, that shit don't work. You have to see it performed. It's performing. It's the performers of the arts. Fame. I want to live forever. All that shit is pro wrestling. That's what brings me back. What brings you back? I see some of these comments here. My brother BJ Williams, what's going on? The fact that I'm working and it gives me life when I don't want to work a match or be involved. Perfect saying. I love that. I love that. It's the art. All right. Michael AJ Lee would be a bigger pop than CM Punk. Probably would be. I don't think so. But hey, what do I know? We need CM Punk versus Edge. See, we need that match. Didn't even know we wanted that match. We have that match now. But listen, I'm asking you something different now. Come, what brings your asses back? I must be right then. So I'm going to sit here and assume that all you motherfuckers watching this shit, you melon farmers, shout out to Platt with three T's. You're going to have the third T on there. All you melon farmers, okay, agree with me because I know I'm right. It's the stories. I hear time and time again how great a match was. God damn right, that match was dope. Oh, I'm sorry. What's next? Okay. I was drinking. Hydrating myself. I'm trying to catch up to my wife, y'all. My wife is like going like, we're going in the opposite direction as far as our weight is concerned. And I'm proud of her ass right now. Straight up. So, Dennis, text saying, what's up? Gotta get the Eastern Shore Pro Wrestling show sometime. Hey, I'm down for it. I'm down for it. The stories. It's the stories. And I thank you. Listen, the biggest thing, I thank you for agreeing with that as well, Dennis. What gets me right with wrestling fans is, and like I said, when they don't watch it and then comment on it, like, can I say at one point I love the dirt sheets? Absolutely. Shout out to my man Ryan Clark of eWrestlingNews.com. If I ever decide to go, if I see some shit that leaks or, you know, I'm not being rude. When I said I don't know these guys' names, the Saps and the Fightfuls of the world, it's oblivious to me. I never look. But if I do see it enough or it's getting publicity enough, I go to eWrestlingNews.com and take my man Ryan Clark. Because they were amongst in the 90s when this shit was hopping as being dirt sheets. Right? And at some point, they were accurate. How they were accurate, I don't know. But now... Again, hashtag death to their sheets. You know what the fuck I live by. Follow the motto. Write it down like hashtag bet that. I'll show you how to get that money. So I'm sitting here and I'm just going like, can we just enjoy it? Right? I don't give a... AEW's not really for me. I watch it every single week and I enjoy the product for what they're giving me. But it's not the best to me. It may be the best to you, but it's not the best to me. That's not mine. That's Nietzsche's. But it might not be the best to me, but it might be the best to you. Okay, so it's what it is. But I don't down it. I don't diss it in a way to discredit it. I'm not gonna stop watching AEW because you know what's his name? Khan is a booger sugar head? No. What would I do that for?
I want you to fire me, you fucking Mark.
What would I do that for? I'm not going to stop watching wrestling because I love Bret Hart and Shawn
Michaels. Have the insights to do it.
It was very disrespectful for any child to go to school and tell their teacher,
we got two words for you.
But we kept coming back. You know why? Because we got stories like
this. One without the other isn't any good. Oh, I knew he was going to do that.
Come on, people. That's why we come back to professional wrestling. That's why you come back. It's everything in Cuplington. Captain C, you were right. Whatever it is you hear, I still want to hear from you. Comment below. Follow the pages. The podcast will be up tonight, but right now we're live here. So I'm going to take one more break. Just one more. And I'm going to come back. I'm going to answer my second question of the day. Okay? Remember, we're going to go back to where it all began. Right? We're going to take it back. Way back. Back in the time. Right? As I say. What is pro wrestling to you? And if you've been a fan of mine for 14 years, I thank you. If you've been a fan of mine for 2 minutes, I thank you. 3,000 plus episodes. I'm very proud of what the fuck I've done and what the fuck I continue to do for my family and where I've been. Fox Sports and more yet to come. Hashtag bet that. But what is pro wrestling? If, like I said, if you know me, you know I kind of, through the alley-oop, right? We'll be right back, y'all. I'll probably review Perfect Plex Talk Radio. I'm your man, Mike Knox.
Oh, you're pregnant?
No, not yet.
We have to make a baby.
Dr. Who?
Congratulations.
You're pregnant.
We're your friends, Rosemary.
You witches!
Kill them before I let them touch you.
Somebody help me!
Listen, guys, make sure you guys go and support everything on Unpopular View, from entertainment to wrestling to sports. We are here for you, to gaming. We are here. We're just a group of people trying to make it in this world. If you'd like to have your support, please make sure you follow us, like, follow, and subscribe, and ask you to buy a plate, TV dinner, or anything else. Just like, follow, and subscribe, all right? You like it, you don't like it, come back anyway, all right? This is the show for the intelligent wrestling fan, and I am Mike Knox. I spell my name with three X's. You can follow me at Mike Knox anywhere. Social media is so, but we all know that's free. All right. If you like me enough and I love you enough, you know how to follow me on LinkedIn and get me a job. All right. That being said, again, what is pro wrestling to you? I just explained to you, I would think very respectively about why, you know, what brings you back to pro wrestling. So now I'm going to tell you what pro wrestling is. As I've always said, so I live by, what does a man have if he don't have his code, right? You don't have a code? Anybody ever watch The Wire? You ever watch The Wire? They said, yo, man, what my man Omar said, may he rest in peace, right? He said, yo, they shot her crown off, man. They shot her crown off. He said, yo, you shot the woman's crown off? Yo, what was you got? Because there's certain things you don't do. There's rules. You don't shoot kids. You don't kill babies. You don't shoot at old women, right? So in wrestling, right, or anything that do with me and Unpopular Review and Mike Knox and Best Damn Show on Radio Networks, BDSR Networks, shout out to Mike Grant, Grand Body P, so he can always know that Charlotte Flair is the greatest women's wrestler of all time. Don't you forget that. I had to get that in for my guy. But I live by a code, right? Hashtag get the dirt sheets. I live by it. I don't want you to spoil my news, because it's story. If I want to know the story, that's one thing. I go seek it and I go find it. When it comes to movies, I don't watch a spoiler review before I see the movie. I want to tell you something about Black Adam that the world should already know, but I'm going to be respectful and not say it. But hey, I don't know what that is. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Who put that up there? Just saying. Okay? Go see Black Adam. Find out what I'm talking about. Hashtag bet that. Peyton Manning always covers. Double-digit leads in the NFL are disrespectful to my betters. Right? You don't like it? Listen anyway. I'm the man on the host. You're the man on the audience. You got me for the man on the connection. All that nonsense. But what is pro wrestling? I ask you, what is pro wrestling to you? Because what pro wrestling is, at its core, right? Let's get Webster. See what Webster has to say, shall we? The definition: pro wrestling is a form of theater. Let's have a staring contest. I already lost. I keep blinking. Right? Professional wrestling is a form of theater which revolves around a staged wrestling matches. The performers play the roles of wrestling, competing for glory and honor. It's fictitious tournaments. Professional wrestling in the United States began in the 19th century. Damn. Don't say that it's fake. What it does say is, it's a form of theater. Theater. Can someone tell me what theater means? It's acting. It's a story. They're portraying. So when you tell me that this is two storyline, it tells me you don't know professional wrestling. Now, can some storylines get corny? Oh, my God, they can.
But this one without the other isn't any good. Oh, I knew he was going to do that.
But this one. I didn't think so either. You know, was this corny? Didn't think so. Is this corny? Didn't think so. Is that corny? I only see her. I see one thing. Can somebody please tell me where my guy Maddox at? Just saying. But I'm saying. I ain't saying that. Just saying. Why are you saying that? Look, people, man. What is pro wrestling? Pro wrestling is sports entertainment. That's what makes the gimmick that they're doing right now in AEW so dope to me with Chris Jericho. That's what makes it so dope to me, right? Because you play on fans' emotions enough. You talk those strings. I know people hated it. I hate it. But sometimes it's cool to be knowing you're wrong. It is, right? Vince told us, he plays it, he tells you what to like, what not to like. They can make you cheer and boo for somebody in seconds. That's knowing the audience. That's knowing emotions. That's being personable. That's wrestling. Giving to a crowd, putting on a show. Now, some people prefer demon horror. Not me. Don't get me to go see nothing with no damn demons in it. Sorry. Not going to do it. Annabelle's and exorcises and all that shit. Nope. Keep it. But I go see some Halloween. I go see some Texas Chainsaw Massacre. You want to cut somebody's neck off? I'm your guy. I'm there for it. Preferences. Right? So when certain fan bases say, well, I don't like this. They don't do this. That's a lie. That's exactly what wrestling does. Wrestling has to do it because that's how wrestling survives. Being a promoter, man, I've learned so much and seen so much from Ish. It makes you sick. Yeah. I appreciate that, Dennis. That's a lot to read, but wrestling has meant a lot to me in a lot of forms. As a fan, it gives me an outlet to love something, feel connected. As a performer, it was giving me an outlet to give fans the moment that they can have the spotlight. As a promoter, it gives me the underprivileged kids and children who are our chance to feel something special. This business is not about me, never have been. That's why I've always loved Mick Foley. I'm not a Mankind kind of guy fan, but what that man has done for professional wrestling, What he did to his body for me, you, and whoever else is lamentable. I wouldn't do it. It's like going to war. I love my country, y'all, despite me hating my country at times. But I'm not going to go fight for this shit. But those who fight for me, the men and women who do that, thank you so fucking much. I salute you, my father and my family who has done it. I ain't doing it. So I thank these wrestlers. As much as I still say, woo, 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 you suck, bro. When I talk about Zack Ryder, it wasn't nothing personal. I don't know him personally. I'm talking about the character. When I thought Extreme Championship Wrestling stood for extremely crappy wrestling, it was funny to me to play off that role that Jerry Lawler said. It pissed a bunch of people off. But for me, it wasn't my taste until I saw the likes of like RVD, like the Taz, them era with, and all that stuff. I had to go back and enjoy the Sabu Taz era and get the second hint of it. Once RVD and Bill Alfonso and them got involved and Joel Gertner and those guys that came and made it more storyline for me, that's what drove me into ECW. I loved Lucha Underground because the stories, you know why? Because I watched stories. I watched General Hospital, One Life to Live, One Tree Hill. I don't care. Three X's, bitches. Fuck with me. I'm hardcore. I dare you come step to me in my face. 6'4", 320 pounds. Come get some. But damn, I'm okay to say it. So I want fans to be okay and enjoy, like, yo, I watch Fuzzle because that storyline is either good, trash, or ass. Right? So that's when you comment on wrestling. When you watch it, it doesn't deliver what you wanted to deliver on. What is pro wrestling? It's storyline. What brings us back? It's the stories and the action. It's all encompassing. But what keeps me is me knowing that it's theater. And that any second now, like, I could go from thinking, not a spoiler alert, Black Adam was just okay, to seeing the whole picture all the way through the very end of it, once the credits rolled, to going, that movie was really, really good, and I want to see it again. Right? You know why I don't follow dirt sheets? Because it's like my man, what's my name? They play Mark Zuckerberg. Jesse Eisenberg, right? I love this. To me, Social Network, hands down, the way it was written, the way it was acted, and the storyline, which is why I won Oscar nomination for script writing. Shout out to Aaron Sorkin, Entourage, my Sorkin notes. Know about the movie before it came out. But he said the line, did you invent Facebook? If you guys had invented Facebook, you would have invented Facebook. Do I owe you money for every man who made a chair to use a chair? No. I made a better chair than you. That's pro wrestling. That's storyline. That's what companies do from company to company. They're trying to outdo the other company to make money. So don't sit there and tell me that one company's about money. It's all about money, putting ass in the seat, and telling stories. That is pro wrestling, and that's today's lesson in mathematics. You could drop the collection plate on the door, make sure you pass the plate. And don't put trash in the air. I thought it was a trash can. No, that ain't happening today, fella. Not today. But again, I love wrestling. I love talking about wrestling. I just want fans to enjoy wrestling. That's why I love fans. Again, Nephew Corey, Dr. D, Champ Creed, King Von Jr., DC, my audience here, Jason Campbell, certain fans, Captain Jack. I love fans who don't have nothing ever. I'm not even that kind of fan that never really has anything negative to say. Right? They just dare to watch it. That's the fan I want us all to be. Again, I just told you, I'm not even that kind of fan. Those people I named are those kind of fans. I admire that. You got to pay the respect to below-the-line budget people. Entourage reference again, people. It's about the underbelly. It's about the underbelly. But tonight, Monday Night Raw is on. What's the preview for tonight? Let me go to this damn website and see what's going on with Monday Night Raw. Let's see what's going on with Monday Night Raw. Like I said, Bianca, Belair, and what's his face comes on tonight. I'm sorry, I said what's his name. That's a shame. I'm so sorry. Hey, we want some Bayley tonight. I feel like every time my daughter says that, I get in trouble with my wife because my daughter comes and screams that every single time. I got such a wrestling house, and my daughter is such her father's kid. I love it. But they're advertising Bianca Belair to duke it out tonight. Carl Anderson prepares for to be judged in his fight against Finn Balor tonight. That is tonight as well. they need more. What's going to happen with Mustafa Ali and Seth Rollins? Again, why I love wrestling, why I think fans kind of maybe have misunderstood certain things. And I'm glad Dennis was here as a promoter, as a wrestler, and other wrestlers who I know listen to the program and watch the program, because I've never been disrespectful to none of them, and I appreciate them for the things they've done. I've tried to wrestle professionally before. I hit that mat. I had a couple few matches. That's it. Nothing to, you know, brag about, but I did get a chance to be in the ring. Hell no. I'm not doing that shit. Thank you. I don't want to be a manager. I can run my mouth all day, as y'all can tell, 14 years doing this. But I look at wrestling, and I love fans that take it and understand it. And when you look at Ali, I look at Johnny Gargano. I look at Fish. I look at the few that are super amazing, dope, fantastic, phenomenal in-ring talents. That doesn't equate to being a superstar. I know we're taking a whole culture shift in life, right? And what we accept, what we don't accept. It even fucks with me. Like, shout out to Unpopular View Entertainment side of things and some of the things that the younger, you know, cast and group members that we have point out, that when I started watching like Wildcats with Goldie Hawn, we reviewed that, I saw like, damn, that wouldn't fly today, right? Because things we accepted back then, we can't accept today. But everything that glitters is not gold. Okay? So Ali's not a superstar, people. Johnny Gargano's not a superstar, people. Fish is not a superstar, people, because when I see them, they're me. You watch wrestling to see something that's not you. Some people you can relate to, that's great. Dusty Rhodes, one of my top five favorites of all time. Without him, I wouldn't be a professional wrestling fan. That's facts. Seeing this fat dude talk slick, trash like a brother to the rich, pompous Ric Flair that I saw on TV, it just blew my mind, and I was drawn to it. I was captivated by him. He was bigger than life. Punk. What's his name? I said his name right? Not Punk. I said Hook. Doesn't scream superstar to me. I have stool samples bigger than Hook. Check the toilet. Shit's fat. Oh, God. What are we saying here? Eight slip disc in my back, neck, jack. I'm still going. See? You're a fucking man, Dennis. That's all I'm saying. Getting funky like a monkey. Listen, that's all I had to hear, and I was so people. Listen, I'm gonna get up out of here because I'm hungry. If wrestling come on out, somebody told me that AEW Dark starts at 7. So that. Let's see who gets higher ratings, them or me. All right, listen, I'm gonna get out of here. Thank you, everybody. Charmaine, King Mo Eaton, Dennis, Louis, everybody who checked in, those who are going to watch the program, I appreciate this podcast. We have links, you can always listen to us on podcasts, wherever podcasts are sold. Make sure you go check out my son did a trailer review on Black Panther 2. Listen, yeah, I'm doing everything, guys. I got a show with my kids got a show. I mean, damn, can somebody pay me already? Listen, do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me, and don't love God. That's crazy, y'all. I'm out of here, y'all. Fingers.
Some viewers may find the following video disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised.
Yeah. Perfect Plex Radio. We about to go live on them. Mike Knox. That's with 3 X's because he's hardcore. Are y'all ready? We about to give y'all something special. You ready? Let's go! At the your money, now you're wrong, what you getting in? Perfect Plex Radio, got him listening. Mike Knox, from Cena to The Rock, or whatever wrestler is hot. News and interviews, just a one-stop shop. Matter of fact, let me give you more choices. You could call in and be the voice with the voiceless. So what you waiting on? Let's get it cracking. Let's talk wrestling, that's enough rapping. Perfect Plex Radio, simply, we about to give y'all something.